The Philadelphia School District has a new academic intervention or turnaround plan for 15 of its lowest performing schools. And as WHYY's Kevin McCoy reports, that plan includes more than $7 million in new spending, as well as a contentious proposal to shake up faculty.
With added staff and supports, the district says it can improve its 15 turnaround schools, getting them out of the lowest tier of its rating system within 5 years. Superintendent William Height says schools will have an assistant principal, a full-time guidance counselor, full-time teacher coaches for English and math, and that kindergarten, first and second grade classrooms would have no more than 20 students per teacher.
Our whole notion of this is creating great schools and great educational opportunities for all students.
Height says this model will succeed where the former Promise Academy model has faltered. Before budget cuts, Promise Academies were given a bounty of added resources, and staff received extra pay to work longer hours and some Saturdays.
A lot of those strategies were also based on a lot of extra stuff, and it was less on actually the science of reading or teaching reading.
Principals and staff in the four new turnaround schools will be required to reapply for their jobs, and the district says that no more than half of the existing teachers will be rehired. First-year Mitchell Elementary principal Stephanie Andrew Levitch says that's not going to fly if the district wants her to stay, which officials have informally indicated is what they want.
I have made it very clear that if I am offered to remain, that will only happen if we have the ability to maintain our staff.
Andrew Levitch spoke to parents and staff at a community meeting at the Southwest Philadelphia School Wednesday night.
If 50% of our staff is asked to leave, then all the work we have done in the last year together is nullified.
Aisha Smith's seven children are either current or former Mitchell students. She gave a particularly rousing testimony against the shakeup plan.
I love the fact that y'all want to bring us stuff. We need it, bleed it. The whole district does. But if you won't give it to us, give it to us. Don't give us stipulations on getting it. We need it, period.
Superintendent Height says he'll consider minimizing the staffing shakeups on a case-by-case basis, depending on the proposals of principals. Kevin McCoury, WHYY News.